Hello, hello! Welcome to Black with Sugar, your weekly podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia Itasan. Hello, guys!
Hello, hello, guys! Welcome back to Black with Sugar.
Kezia, tell me. So, I'm always asking you what we're going to talk about today.
I know. I guess I'm going to get started. But before we start, how are you today?
I'm good. Good? Very good, yes.
All right. It's good to know. Good to know. So today, basically, I wanted to talk about our religion. You know, a couple weeks ago, you sent me a video about a woman. I think it was on Loopsider.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So it was
got her all pissed off.
Not that I was pissed off, but I felt like I want to reflect on that. And I was like, the podcast would be a great place to have that discussion. So
do you want me to explain what was the video about?
Explain what the video was about.
So I know Kezia is a Jehovah Witness.
Yes. And my mother, he's Jehovah Witness.
Your daddy is not?
No.
Okay, I don't know. I thought that was that we're both. And so on Loopsider, which is a, they have a Instagram account. Yes, yeah. It's a media platform. I really like them because I think they show a lot of like different.
Yeah, no, it's a great platform.
Yeah, they have different video from like, you know, current stuff that is going on. But that video, we didn't like it too much. I mean, they were interviewing a girl that was also Jehovah's Witness. And basically, she was describing it as being some type of cult, and that, I don't know, like she was almost mistreated or something.
Yeah, it's like she was saying all kinds of things where when I was looking at the video, I was like, that's not true. I don't feel that way. So, and then obviously, Nadia was asking me a question, and I was like, I have a totally different experience. So, and I think it's great to have different side of the story, because I feel like when you interview people like her, and I'm not saying, you know, the way she lived the religion, that's on her, but I feel like you need to see the other side of the story, you know?
Yeah, so, I just think that maybe, I mean, some people can have different experience.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe they, I don't know, maybe where she is, it's a different way of practicing or something like this. Is it accurate?
No, it's the same way everywhere.
Okay.
It's the same way everywhere, and I just think that she had a bad experience, or she maybe didn't really want to do that.
Do you remember what she was saying?
Because basically, what she was saying, that she was saying that Jehovah Witness are a cult, that it's a patriarchal religion, and
like
she
most religion, actually.
So, and I think she was basically all the point that she was basically pointing out for me was like, okay, that's pretty much in every religion. So for example, she was saying that women have no role and men are the one who lead and everything. And in my mind, I was like, I've never been to a synagogue or a mosque or, I mean, now you can see female preacher, but overall it's male preacher. So I'm like, you're not saying
there's
anything.
There is no woman imam.
So I'm like, you're not saying anything. And then she was saying that when there is issue in a religion, or let's say if a family have issue, they talk to the elders and they keep everything in-house. And I was like, most of the religion, I think when you have a problem, you call the imam or you call the rabbin, and then you have a discussion, and they trying to, you know, help you with, you know, I guess your faith and give you advice. So I'm like, you really not saying anything that is constructive. And she was saying, sometimes they hide that there is violence against couple or this. And I was like, okay, basically it's like everywhere, you know? So for me, I get that she had a bad experience, but my point is, you didn't really give any
positive point.
Not even positive point, but I feel like all the negative aspect of what she was saying, you find those in pretty much every
religion. Yes.
You know what I mean? So
you know what bothered me actually about the video?
Yeah.
Growing up, there were, you know, a few people that I knew that were also Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
And the thing is that there is not that many people around you, especially in France. You know, it's not like it's you know, not as many as Muslim or Catholic, right?
Yeah.
And so people know very little about it. I remember at school, one of my friends was a Jehovah's Witness, and people were actually making fun of him and making him, it was a guy, and making up stuff. And parents, remember I told you that parents?
Yeah.
So for example, once we go to one day we go to school, and his name was Mikael. He was from, he was Malgash actually.
Oh, Malgash, okay.
Yeah. And it, just like me, you know, he was dark skin, so he had to go through the same things I was going through. And his neighbor was in the same class as us, started telling people that, oh, he's a Jehovah Witness. And nobody knew what it was. And she said, oh, you know, during the weekend, they go to ceremony where they dance naked around a fire. Oh. And we're like, oh, really? Michael, you really? Do that?
Oh, I never experienced that. It's funny.
And he was like, no, that's not true. And she's like, yes, it's true. My parents told me so. And, you know, and I mean, those parents, I don't know. I think
clearly
they were really
the parents
stupid,
were ignorant.
Right?
Like, I mean, never in my life did I assist to some kind of dance, but why not?
But you know what? There were the some, you know, prejudice that people had toward this religion. And what bothered me with the video is because I know a lot of people in France don't know anything about it. You know, they're not around people that are Jehovah's Witness. And I feel like
they just have an idea of what it is without knowing.
And a video like this, you know, can just make you think that it's a terrible religion and or a cult. And, you know, I don't think it's the right things to do. You know, everybody has a right to practice. And I don't think, I mean, all the people that I knew that were Jehovah's Witness, they were actually really nice people, you know. Yeah. And we don't even talk about it because we don't even think about it. You know what I mean?
No. I mean, I know what you mean. But
now I'm thinking that video will make people think that it's a bad religion when it's not.
She made it seem like she was forced. And I was like, okay.
Influencing people, you know.
Nobody ever forced me. And again, she has an experience. I have my experience. But I think that what I really wanted to say today is when you do something like that, I think it's always interesting to have another version because, and I always tell you that when people, documentary, they talk about religion, they always go for the negative narrative, whether they talk about Muslim or Jehovah's Witness or whatever religion that people practice, they always want to show the negative side of thing. And they never interview someone who has actually
a positive impact of religion.
Exactly.
I agree 100% with you with that because I see, you know, in France when they talk about Islam, it's always in a negative way, like, oh, look at these people. Women are submissive and you don't have any freedom and almost like we're a pariah of the society.
Talking about that, my sister sent me a tweet. And she has a really good friend of her who's actually an astrophysician. And she happened to be also an African Muslim woman. And lately, she basically won a prize where she was named 100. Basically, you know how they do like 100 top women in France or something like that? So they do something like that in France called the Marianne. And she was named one of them. And mind you, I'm going to repeat myself. She's an astrophysician.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not saying she doesn't work at McDonald's. She's an astrophysician. And the only thing people saw when they actually congratulate her that she was covered because of her religion.
She has a headscarf. Yeah.
A headscarf. So I'm like, so you haven't seen that she's an astrophysician. You haven't seen that she goes all around the world to make conference and talk about the Mars, the moons and the star. She's super smart. She wrote a book. She actually, I think on her way to write a second book, she did multiple TV shows that are national TV show. All you saw is that she was covered because obviously she has a faith. And for me, it was disgusting because.
Yeah, they totally undermine her accomplishment, right?
Completely.
It was like, oh,
completely,
you know, the only thing that they saw was a scarf and they forget about everything else. But let's say, though, there is some people there were defending her, no?
Because a few people were, but I think
and
overall.
And the Marianne in France also, the polemic was because the Marianne represent French revolutions.
Freedom and all that stuff, but.
But you know what? I thought it was funny because one guy was like, oh, no, the Marianne cannot be represented with, you know, someone who wear a headscarf. And I'm like, well, the Marianne was wearing a bonnet, too. How do you call it in English? You know, that things that they were wearing that represent the revolution. So, you know, it's very interesting because that woman that they're criticizing wear a headscarf because of a conviction. And but the Marianne was wearing also a red, like a red
red hat
that also represent her conviction for freedom and liberty. So
absolutely,
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, and it's so sad because I feel like this happens a lot in France.
Yeah.
You know, where they're very judgmental, and especially about religion. You know, I think French people, they just don't like religion.
No, and that's the
so
thing.
They don't want to hear about religion.
I think that's why I wanted to do this, because it's not just me. Oh, I'm not going to play the victim about being raised by a Jehovah's Witness mother, but I feel like everybody that has a certain faith in France, I feel like people point you out. Oh, why are you going to this? Why are you going to church? Why are you praying? It's like, it's almost bad to practice a religion.
Yeah, like it's an archaic thing. Like,
exactly.
You know,
like it's all people used to do that. We don't do that here anymore. Yeah. And for me, it's like whatever people decide to do at the end of the day, that's their choice. That's their life. And we're not God to be judging. So let the people be free. Obviously, and I always tell that when you practice a religion, don't go to the place where you're going to become an extremist, because it happens in every religion. And I think you need to figure out a balance. So I think also today we kind of wanted to share how we manage to balance between the faith that we've been raised in and our modern ways and modern life and how we navigate into these things.
Yeah. And you have to mention that I feel that in the United States, it's actually so much easier.
Very much easier. Very
much easier. To believe or practice. You know what? I'm not a practicing Muslim. I do believe in God. But what I like here is that they let people practice. They are not really judgmental on this. They really don't care, actually. You know,
it's the same thing for me.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Remember when I tell you that my friend Amina, her dad, came here in the US to visit her?
Yeah, I remember.
And this was very interesting. Did I mention that before in a podcast or not? Don't think so, right?
I don't think so.
So anyway, I'm just going to tell you the story. So he came here, wanted to go to the mosque. And we dropped him at the mosque. And he saw two police officers going to the mosque. So in France, if you see two police officers going to the mosque,
someone is getting arrested.
Yes, or they are like spying on someone, you know, making sure that it's not like a terrorist or something. But there, you know, the guy there went to pray. And so when his dad came out of the mosque, he was just in shock. He said, you know, the police officer came in and I thought, you know,
something bad
happened. They were like looking at us or something, but no, they actually went to pray. And we're like, oh yeah, because it's probably their break and, you know,
they take the time to practice their religion.
And you say, but you know, with their outfit and everything, it's like, yes, it's okay. But and then he was like, oh, and also the other day I was on a bus and the lady wore a headscarf. I'm like, yes. Oh, yes. And you know, then
she's free to do so.
Yes. And you know, in France, the thing is that because they always reproach you, whatever you have that show your conviction,
it's a problem.
Is it conviction or your religious belief? They always point it out. So you ended up actually seeing it. But here, because nobody cares,
it's almost invisible.
Yes, I can't even tell you when I go to a cashier, you know, to buy something, if the person is wearing a kippah, a scarf, or something. It's like,
it's whatever.
It's non-important.
It's not something that's going to stand out and going to be like, oh, that's weird. How many times
no
I went to the bank
cares.
And I dealt with a Muslim woman and she was wearing a headscarf. Boom, transaction, have a good day. And that's it. And nobody's
and
getting judged. And
you know. Even in administration too. Yes, you know, you can go to administration and no one cares. It's just like, I don't know. I mean,
we even saw it in the government. I think at some point, a Muslim woman.
Yes, there were several. Yeah, they wear their headscarf.
They were fine.
You know, they do whatever they want. And I kind of like that, you know, it's because I feel like people don't focus on it so much.
Yeah.
Like in France, because they focus on it and I feel like they are bullying those people.
They are.
Right?
And when I liked also the difference between, I guess, France and America. And for those who don't know, me and Nadia are two French lady with African descent and we grew up in France. And the one thing that I really like here is people were open to learn and to have a conversation. When you say, hey, I was raised by a Jehovah's Witness mother. Oh, yeah, I heard this, that, and a third about Jehovah's Witness. Is that true? And you can tell yes or no. And you can engage and people can actually learn. In France, you can't even that because they already judge you and they already think, oh, that's it. She's practicing a cult. She's crazy. Stay away from her. Or they're trying to convince you that it's not okay to have a religion. And I really appreciate that here you can actually sit down with a Jewish person, with a Muslim person, with a Jehovah's Witness person, with a Christian person, and have a open conversation about religion and respecting each other's faith.
Yeah.
Versus in France, I don't really think we have that. You know?
I don't feel we have that. I mean, for example, I was born in France and I grew up in France and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm different from people because I went to church probably more time than I
you
went to
church. You did try
church
a few times, actually.
Yeah, I went to church. I mean, I am very curious about religion, so I went to church. I went to a synagogue. Yes, I went to the synagogue, you know. I went to different Shabbat dinner with people and went to the Kabbalah Center. I like to study.
Oh, you definitely did give it a try to
Taoism,
a little bit of everything.
Text. Yeah. Yes, I am very, very curious about religion. And I think that's so how that's so I express my spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, I don't limit it to just, you know.
To just what you know.
Yes,
or what
I'm
you
very,
learn.
Because I'm very grateful that my parents give me my religion because there is a set of value and morals.
Listen.
That I think are really good. I'm not saying everything is good, but
what I want to emphasize what you said, because I always tell people I'm very grateful that my mother gave us this religion, that she taught us her religion, because I was able to make right decision. I was able, like you said, to have values, and I know it's because of that part of how we've been raised. So for me, even though I'm not baptized, it's very important, and I really respect the way my mom, you know, raised us in that matter. And I think, you know, he made us who we are, and we are very too stable, you know.
You think?
I hope so.
I don't know if we're stable. I need to ask that to the people.
You can let us know in the comment if you want to.
No, but I do think for me, religion is like a guide, you know. And I always say, if you really want to know the truth, I mean, that's my theory, you know. You don't have to agree with it at all. But I always thought that if you want to have, again, I told you not to do, you know, we can hear it, excuse you. But I always thought that if you really want to have an idea of what is God, study every religion, because it's like a puzzle, you know, and when you put it together, you will have a better understanding. I don't know why, that's always how I thought. That's why I'm very curious about religion. Yes. Yeah.
Any advice on how to get to that process, to kind of like, do you have like maybe any book that you read, or you just kind of pick up from each religion? And
yes, I mean, there is so many. There is a Mantak Shia I really like what he's, you know, his videos when you talk about Taoism. Kabbalah, you know, I used to go to the Kabbalah Center, so we had different teacher.
Yeah.
Which the Kabbal is the Jewish mysticism. You know, okay. I learned a lot with this. I really did learn a lot.
Did it consider it as a Jewish religion, like a part or like a different movement?
No, it's part of it. Okay, so the Kabbal was, it's a part of, you know, when you take the Jewish faith.
Yeah.
It's part of the Jewish faith, but it was only, it's a way to decode the Torah.
Okay.
And it was only taught to men that were over 40, because they consider that after 40, you're wiser. And they also consider women, I think, maybe a little bit too dramatic. So because it's like, no, because there is like some... because there is some practice, like, kind of magic, very spiritual.
Oh, see.
You know, kind of like, I don't want to say witchcraft because it sounds really bad, but it's rituals, like very powerful rituals. And from what I understood, they didn't want to teach it to women because, you know, women, we can be really catty and maybe use it to, for something that was not meant to, meant for, sorry. But the Kabbalah Center now, they, it's like, I don't know, some guy wanted to give it to everybody because they thought it's fair and because they don't say everything, though. They don't teach you everything, but I think they take some of the messages that they know they can give it to the mainstream people.
And then they just share.
And I actually really learned a lot. I got scared once. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you explained that to me.
So I started going a lot, and then I stopped because they talked about how you have to be like the light. Instead of saying God, they call it the light. And I mean, they said when we were asking, what's the light? And they're like, oh, the light, it's God. It's whatever you want to call it. Because, you know, there is people from
whatever you want to call it.
Well, it's because there were people from any kind of faith, you know. So maybe for me, it's Allah, and for somebody else, it's something else. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And maybe for someone else, they just think like, oh, that's the cosmos and, you know, the universe.
Okay.
And everything was true, you know. But they call it the light sometimes. Sometimes they call it God. Sometimes they call it the light. And but they were like, when you ask what's the light, it's everything. And one of my friends who was coming with me, she was like, Nadia, you know, but in the Bible, Lucifer is the carrier of the light.
And oh, she was
I
like,
went ooh, to ooh. Look, and I'm like, oh, this maybe it's bad, you know, and. And because, you know what? Because like they did with Loopsider and the Jehovah Witness, because there's a lot of people that talk about the cabal in a very negative way.
Automatically, you're going
to... Automatically, yes, I got,
you got scared.
And I'm saying, oh, maybe I'm not learning the right thing. You know, only a couple of years later when I did, you know, my spiritual experiences.
Then you kind of understood that.
I understood totally what they were saying. It's totally safe and it's 100% true.
Yeah.
It's, and it's not at all, had nothing to do with Lucifer.
Yeah. But see, you went and... learn, and I think people.
But then I got influenced too, you know, by other people and all the bad rep that they were getting. You know?
But at the end of the day, I feel like the step that you did to learn about this religion and to understand, instead of just talking trash, just to talk trash, people for me who criticize all those religions have no idea of what it is, and it would be great for them to get the right information, to sit down with people who actually practice those religions, to understand why, to be more tolerant, you know,
yeah.
And not just hear the media saying all kinds of unfact information. You didn't check your information and you just put it out there, and now obviously with social media where everything goes out fast, quick, a lot of people get misinformed, and it would be great if people get that step to actually go for the right information, or at least dig for the right information.
Yes, and with social media, you never know what people are going to do. You remember the story?
The story that she was telling me about the guy?
Yeah.
See, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was telling her about this. This is terrible, you know. Samuel Paty, I think that was his name.
In France.
The teacher who got beheaded.
And he just came from... a lie.
Yeah.
Someone lost his life.
That was terrible.
For a lie, and people who were misinformed literally took a life.
And I will say this too. Even if it was in social media and somebody understood the message very...
In the wrong way.
It doesn't justify the gesture.
To kill someone.
You know? But the thing is that if social media, you just don't know who's on the other side and which crazy things they're going to do.
Yeah,
you know. So for the one who don't know the story, it was a teacher who showing during the class the caricature of the Prophet Muhammad made by Charlie Hebdo, and I'm sure you know you can Google what happened.
For those who don't know, Charlie Hebdo, it's a newspaper in France,
and it's a very satirical. So they show like very outrageous stuff. Do I agree or not with what they're drawing? I don't like it. I think it's very disrespectful, but that's the style. And if you don't like it, then, you know, you can don't buy it.
Don't buy it and don't look at it.
Yes, exactly. And there's other way to disagree with it. You can, you know, you can sign petitions, you can have demonstrations and show that you are not happy with it. But you don't go kill people and whatever, you know, it's just really upsetting. So now going back to Samuel Paty, so he was showing this caricature. He did ask the people that were in the class if, you know, he didn't want to offend the kids that were probably Muslim. So he said, hey, I would like to show it, not to offend anybody, but just to talk about freedom of speech. And I mean, it was just a class, you know.
Yeah, and I think, and he mentioned, if you feel uncomfortable, you have the right to leave the class, yes, you know, because yes. I don't want to, you know, interfere with your faith or feel like I'm being disrespectful.
Yeah, and some young girl went to see her father and say, hey, you know, our teacher, my history teacher, whatever it was, show us naked picture of the prophet, and he told us to leave the class. So the guy totally, the father totally misunderstood and started spreading, you know, messages
on social media.
But let's say even if it was true, you know, the guy shouldn't be beheaded either, you know what I mean?
No, he shouldn't, but...
But the thing is that somebody, a wrong person, heard the message and went to find the teacher and cut his head.
The wrong person got offended and literally, yes, went and looked for that person. This is crazy. And now the father and the daughter actually are facing charges.
Yeah. So that's why talking about religion, it's very hard, because you see, like, people who does things like this then make other people believe that
religion
Islam
is
a very bad religion.
Yeah. And again, I think also what the misconception with people, when they so those little things happen, they think most of the Muslim people are like this, where it's a fraction of, you know, it doesn't represent the faith. No, you know what I mean?
Obviously not. So, you know, I mean,
but
I don't even understand how these people, they get, I think they are very poor mentally.
Yes.
And maybe there is also like other social issues, social economic issue, you know, in their life. And they're not really smart, because if you think about religion, why would you believe in the God that tells you to kill his creation?
It doesn't make sense, yeah.
If it created, why would he kill it? Why would he ask you to kill it? You know, I mean, he can take care of it himself. No,
yeah.
It's just
I'm sure.
But it doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
And every religion always believes that they are the best. I think, in my opinion, because I try to read the Quran. I didn't read it all, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I was 19 years old, 20 years old, something like that. And I wanted to read it, so because I wanted to know, you know, at least I know what I'm talking about. And you know, you have people, you know, they're like, oh, you don't do this, you don't do that. My parents just let us be wherever we wanted to be regarding religion.
They didn't force the religion on you.
No, we know we were Muslim, you know. Yeah. They want you to be a Muslim. They don't want you to be something else, you know.
No, but it's like my mom.
But they weren't pushing it on us or pushing a narrative on us, you know. But I was just curious. So I went, you know, and I bought a Quran that were translated in French. And I started reading it. And I read quite a bit of it. But then I just got scared. I'm like, I'm going to hell.
She was like, I wasn't doing that.
No, it's quite, you know, it's very interesting, because it's quite repetitive, you know, where it says, oh, if you don't do this, this is going to happen to you. This is going to happen to you. This is going to, I read it many times. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess, you know, I might close it and live my life.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing for me is more like, obviously, when you're a Jehovah's Witness, you have to come to a place where if you in... how do you say that? If you're okay with your faith and you know that's what you want, you're getting baptized. I'm not baptized. And the reason why people, when we talked about religion, I don't necessarily say I'm a Jehovah's Witness because I'm not baptized, but I will say I was raised in our religion by a Jehovah's Witness mother, because for me, it's a little bit like the same, where I don't want to carry your name if my behavior is not up to par. I don't want people to think like, oh, she says that she's a Jehovah's Witness, but she's out there in the club partying, or she's doing this, or she's doing that. For me, it was always clear that if tomorrow I decide to go and baptize myself, that means I'm ready to commit 100% and follow, you know, the practice the right way. So, you know, but like I said, I respect that religion a lot. For me, I'm very stable. I think my mom did a good job even my dad, who's not Jehovah's Witness, is very happy that we have that that knowledge, because it helps in life to make decisions. It helps me stay out of trouble a lot, because I was always thinking about, you know, oh, I don't know if that behavior, you know, match with, you know, what mom is telling us and what we learn and what we read. So it really helps me make the right decision to hang out with the right people, to not go to certain places, you know, things like that. So,
yes, I understand. For me, I felt that I got a little bit away from it, like I told you, because I got scared. I'm like, well, you know. But later on in life,
I feel like you came back to it.
No, it's not that I came back to it, but I came back to be more spiritual. And I understood that it's just about understanding what's the purpose of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was written at a certain time, at a certain moment in time, you know. And it's just impossible to do everything that they ask you to do. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be living your life at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would not be a very enjoyable life, I guess, you know. And I still want to live my life. There is, it's sad to say, maybe I pick and choose, you know, what I want. And I think a lot of people do that.
You do the same, yeah.
Like you said, you know, it gives me directions. But everything that I take, actually, I can find it in other religion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can definitely, it's the same things. I just take the basic thing. And it's... You know what? It's just common sense, actually. It's just common sense, and that's how we should treat each other, like to be nice with other people, not to do something to someone that you wouldn't want them to do to you.
Absolutely.
Not talking ill about somebody.
And just be tolerant, you know, and respect each other's boundaries and respect each other's faith, because at the end of the day, it doesn't hurt to respect someone, you know, beliefs. It really doesn't hurt, and you don't have to practice that religion. They do, so why would you be mean to them about that, you know? So,
but I feel in France, you know...
French people have definitely a beef with religion, period.
But also, I feel like, I mean, in my case, when I see Muslim people in France, I feel like a lot of them, they have trouble reconciling their modern life and their religion, you know, like something very conservative and traditional with the, you know, with the way of life that we have nowadays. And
I think also it's just like social pressure. You see a lot, for example, yes, Jehovah's Witness are being attacked in France, but Muslims are being attacked 100 times more. So when you're a young person and you see that people will always have something negative to say about your religion, maybe sometimes it could put you in a place where you don't know what to do and you say, okay, if I go this way, maybe they're going to judge me. If I go that way, is going to look back in my religion. So I'm sure with all of that pressure, the negatives that don't do this, it's bad, the terrorism, the this, a young person who really have a faith could have a problem, I think, really being able to...
But I think in France, a lot of kids have this problem, you know, and I've
because
seen
I think the difference here, people are open to talk about religion and people actually learn about other religions. I'm telling you, every time I say, I was raised by a Jehovah's Witness, you know what? I talk to the Jehovah's Witness all the time. You know, they come to my place and we have conversation. And, you know, I like them. The message is always positive. It's always, a good conversation. It's always a positive interaction versus friends. If a Jehovah's Witness come to your door, most likely they're going to slam the door in their face and keep it moving, you know?
No, they would not. We had so many
times. No, maybe not you, but it happens a whole lot more.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
It happens a whole lot more. So, but I think, French people, I think they really have that thing about religion where they probably think that
it's religion about their, it's cultural, people bad.
It's,
you know,
it's a cultural thing,
because,
you know.
I think French people are less and less spiritual, you know. There's less and less people in church, less and less people having faith. Yeah. And maybe that's why some people are so scared, so they get really into their own faith, because they're like, oh my God, everybody's losing it here. And I understand it's difficult. I remember when I was younger, I would see some of my friends they will do Ramadan sometime and get really into religion, you know, like they started to pray and everything. And 2 months later, like, oh, he's selling weed.
Ooh, that's a 360 having right a good there. Life.
And then something happened and they go back at it, you know. And yeah. It was like they were like going through waves, you know, of it. And I think because they, you know, it can be confusing. I totally admit it. And I think I probably had some waves too because I was trying. It's like you're trying. You want to please your parents.
Yeah.
You think, you know, you're very influenced by your surrounding, the social pressure. Yeah. So you think, oh, maybe I should learn. Maybe I should do this, this and that. I was lucky enough that I felt, okay, let me read about it. And, well, you know, too bad. Maybe like that's not. I actually thought maybe that's not the religion for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why I got so
curious. Did you at some point think about converting to maybe another religion?
My ex wanted me to convert to Judaism.
Oh.
And
what made you not go for it?
I'll tell you why, because I'm very curious and I told him, okay, well, take me to the synagogue. I want to see what it is. And I want to know what I'm getting into, because, you know, when you convert to be a Jewish, it takes a long time. You have to study. It takes probably, I will say, full length, 2 years. It depends if you know the rabbi, you know, it depends on the family. I mean, it's quite complicated, you know. Okay. Then you can, whatever, you know, manage to get it like maybe 8 months, 9 months, you know, if you're lucky.
Oh, okay. Do you pass a test or something?
Some privilege. I don't know. yeah, you do pass tests, yes. Oh, yeah, you do pass a test, and they ask you tons of questions. They want to make sure
that you know,
yes. And, but the thing, he didn't believe.
Oh, but I'm what like, would you want me to convert? Minute.
Hold so, on. Yes, so let me, here's, that's why people are confused.
I was like, hold on, like, he doesn't even practice?
You want me to change my faith for another one that you yourself didn't convince you?
That makes no sense, yeah.
Exactly. I was more Jewish than him. No, sir, I'm 100% serious. I am 100% serious. I was more Jewish than this guy. And, you know, knowing also the history of the Berber in Morocco, you know.
Yeah.
Jewish people were in Morocco. We were living together. There is a lot of...
Moroccan that are Jewish, yeah.
Yes, and there is also a lot of practice from the Berber people that I learned later in life that they were actually ancient Jewish.
Interesting.
Yes. And I don't know, maybe we were Jewish before. I have absolutely no idea. And it's totally fine with me, you know. It's the story of religion. You know, there were wave and we get converted.
There's different movements. And
yes, exactly. So it's totally fine if people want to change. For me, it's like you do whatever
makes you happy.
Exactly. You know,
something, you know, that
find the balance that that fits in your life. You don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow it by, you know, how do you say,
by the rules?
À la lettre. Follow it like, you know, every piece of it, you know. Everything has to be, you have to be tolerant. And one thing that it's in every religion is God is for
God is love.
God is for
forgiveness.
No, but it's not forgiveness.
But
for
that word,
forgiveful.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know how you say forgiveful.
Oh là là. Attends.
Bon, Google. En français.
Non, en Google. On peut couper ça, c'est pas grave.
On peut couper, c'est vrai.
Tu sais, you know, every time we record, I forget my words. I don't know.
Par
why.
Contre, ce mot-là, j'avoue, je le connais pas.
Non,
pas
si, voilà, c'est for forgiving.
Forgiving. Oh yes, forgiving.
So, just remember one thing is that God is forgiving. And so, you know,
He is forgiving. So, and that's why I'm saying at the end of the day, He's the only one who can have the final word. He's the only one who can judge. And we just human, you know, and
make your own research. Don't believe everything you see on social media.
Yes. Yes. Like for me, that girl on Loopsider, I would love to have a conversation with her because obviously we clearly have two different experiences. And I'm not saying Jehovah's Witness are perfect or whatever. You know, I'm not saying that, but I think it's, you can't just go out there and almost preach hate when there is so much positive things that happen, you know. So people need to really do the research and really learn before tearing people down and faith and being judgmental.
I don't know. I just thought that whole video of her
because
it
everything
was just so
she was
unnecessary.
It know? Was because everything so that she was criticizing, basically, you find that
in
other
religion.
She didn't say nothing that was smart.
So
to
you're
me.
Just giving a bad rep to a religion that people don't know much about.
Yeah,
and then people are going to think like, oh my God, those you know Jehovah's Witnesses are freaked. They're really bad and they mistreat women and blah 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 and all that bullshit. It's like, come on, you know.
Yeah,
I mean. We need to educate people. People need to be smarter than this, you know. And even Loopsider was really pissed off that they put that video, you know.
Yeah, that was a bad call for them. That was a bad call. And honestly, I'm not having that reaction because obviously she's Jehovah's Witness, but I feel like, and like I said earlier, every time people wants to emphasize something about religion, they always go with the negative. And I think for me, it was important to bring some positivity to this subject, whether it's Muslim on your hand or Jehovah's Witness on my hand. I don't know about other religion, but I think if you go out there and make a documentary about people's faith, I'll encourage you to also show the good side of things and not just the bad.
And
the bad.
Also, Jehovah's Witness, you're totally free to leave if you don't like it, right?
There is nothing, are free to go. Right? Like, I've never been forced. Most of my friends who are also... and are baptized, live freely, have jobs, have friends, go to have a drinks with their friends. They totally live a healthy lifestyle. I never saw someone who was forced. And then again, depending on who your parents are and the dynamic of your family, things could be different. And I'm not saying, like you said, every parent want their kids to practice the religion that they have at home. But I never saw someone who was forced. Like, if you don't want to go, don't go, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, and that's where I think I was picked up because it was like, oh, I was in there for like 7 years or I don't know how many years. And I was like, girl, you're free to go. You could have been gone if you really wanted. So if you stayed that long, why? Why staying that long if you know you're not happy?
So that you can make a video online and talk shit about it.
I guess.
I think that's why.
But see, that's the thing. Nobody forced you, and you go out there like playing the victim. Oh, you know, it was so traumatizing. Oh, or something that she was saying that makes me laugh. She was saying that basically, Jehovah's Witness are now allowed to wear like sexy clothes. And my mom, I was like, girl, where did you see that you go at church with a bikini on or the boobs
but
out?
Every religion, like, they recommend women to dress properly. To dress in a modest way.
Yeah, like, so for her to be like, you can't just wear sexy clothes. I was like, I don't think it's also appropriate to go to church or a synagogue or whatever with sexy clothes on. Like, you're really making no sense, you know?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I think it's good to really just learn, talk, conversation. I always tell that to people. Communication, conversation is very important, especially if you don't know. Ask question, don't be shy, and be respectful.
Yep. So, I mean, I could talk about religion forever. We don't want you to get bored.
No, but you know what? You're talking about religion, and I think what we're going to talk about next time, we're going to talk about African tradition, sometimes mixed with religion, and at some point, we're going to do a whole episode about the different thing that you experience,
yes,
as far as you know, the ayahuasca and
that's
all that stuff. That's
going to
be like, we need a whole episode for that part.
Yes.
You know, we need a whole episode
because I
part.
Know I mention it sometime, but I never really explain it. So, yeah, we will do an episode.
Do an episode focus on that. So, but we're definitely going to focus on the tradition that there are in Africa and sometimes mixed with religion and sometimes not interpreted the right way. And we need to also make sure. People have the right information. But, you know, we'll come back to it on the next episode.
All right, guys. Do not forget to subscribe.
Do not forget to subscribe. Do not forget to share.
Show us some love.
To like. Drop a comment, even if you don't agree with us.
I know
more
we're
than
very
welcome.
Controversial, but, you know.
It's okay.
We're sweetheart, too. So.
We're here to agree to disagree. And like we say, almost every episode, we're French and we like to debate.
We agree to disagree, but we're always right. No?
Yes, we are. And let us know if you think we're wrong.
No, but we really would like to get your comment, guys. You know, please drop a comment, even yes. if you don't you don't agree. I mean, I like it when people don't agree, actually. You know, I really want to have this
more
conversation with you.
Us.
We would love to have people that we can invite and debate. Because we are very open,
yeah.
and you can change my mind if you have the right argumentation.
Absolutely.
You know, if you explain me a certain way, I would probably change my mind. And, you know, like les imbéciles qui ne changent pas d'avis.
Très bien dit.
Right? All right, guys, thank you so much. And we will see you next week. And
see you
thank
next
you
week.
For listening. Black with Sugar.
Black with Sugar.
Black with Sugar.
Did you ever talk to your mom?
No.
Your boyfriend?
We don't need no more. We don't need more detail.
Maybe show interest to you in a way that you felt uncomfortable with. I feel like there's this trend of being a victim. BBL, big black girl.
Well, I guess if you know what that means, if you can help us, just drop it.
You know, they sexually harass you. Okay, they maybe show interest to you in a way that you felt uncomfortable with.
When you say, hey, I was raised by a Jehovah's Witness mother. Oh, yeah.
She keep it wet that know, we get it.
We get
it.
That part. And for me, I never really asked myself that question.
I love you.